The following are do not try this at home.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
They gave out gold medals for stupidity. These would be the podium, folks. It's why we can't have nice things, and we'll start after the whole weirdness going on out there in the airports in El Paso. Another airline faux pas, as a United Airlines passenger recently ended up 8,000 miles away from his intended destination.
Oh dear.
Yeah, he accidentally boarded a flight to Japan. His original itinerary had him flying from L.A. to Nicaragua.
Oh.
Yeah, the man realized something was wrong after his three-hour flight. Went into 4 hours and then six, and you have no choice at that point to just, well, stay where you're at and ride it out. Passenger stayed at a Tokyo hotel for two nights while United Airlines found a way to get him to his original destination. They did say that it was on them, United Airlines, and offered him travel credits and a reimbursement for the error.
Dum, 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 dum. Juggling is not easy. Juggling with flaming torches is tough, and how about adding in a unicycle? Police in Commerce City, Colorado were called to the scene when a street performer tackled all three at the same time in the middle of an intersection. They promptly posted his antics to social media and applauded his talent, but encouraged wannabes do not engage. He was in the middle of the roadway and said this is not the best place for all of that.
Yeah, but I think we have our next Olympic event.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to the Olympics. And something in this business we know is always be aware of a hot mic. In other words, always act like the microphones are on and you're
live
always
hot
broadcasting. Well, NBC and their Peacock coverage of the Olympics had former professional snowboarder Todd Richards sharing his thought on the snowboarding Big Air finals on Saturday.
And coverage of the men's Big Air medal ceremony will continue on Peacock.
That was boring.
Oh!
That was so boring. Qualifier was way more exciting.
I mean, to be fair, he was actually right.
That was so boring.
Dum, 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 dum.
So squirrels can be cute and fuzzy, but not in a home. Mm. A family in Panama City, Florida, facing utter devastation after one began chewing through the electrical wires and lit the place on fire. Luckily, everyone made it out safely. Sorry, you gotta plug those holes in your house. It's very important.
You better run.
Trouble, dum dum.
You better go there, squirrel.
Better run, run.
Listen to the Squirrel King. Let us go to Russia and Moscow, as Russian investigators have prevented a giant meteorite fragment from being smuggled to Britain. The Whoa. Federal Customs Service reported on Thursday a huge, this is big, meteorite weighing about 2.8 tons is believed to come from the Aletai meteorite, one of the largest known iron meteorites on Earth.
Oh.
And they've opened up a criminal investigation on this as they were doing checks on it and realized, though it was listed as a garden ornament, that is no garden ornament. It's evidently, according to them, worth approximately 323 million rubles.
Whoa.
Which translates to $4.2 million.
Dum, 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 dum.
Nice ornament you got there.
It may seem pretty outside, but make no mistake about it. The cold is not a distant memory for some of our friends, namely a manatee down in Florida. Poor guy was looking for a little warmth. He found a nice storm drain and posted up. Yeah, unfortunately, they were kind of monitoring the situation, surveying it to do some improvements. And found the manatee after he got stuck. They then had to cut into the concrete, made a huge hole,
bless his heart,
called out a tow truck, and he's now got a new temporary home in SeaWorld. They're calling him Melby.
Yeah, well done to all of them on that. Got to rescue the sea cow.
No.
Ooh, can we get one of those?
Oh!
Yeah. And with Valentine's Day coming up, well, somebody on TikTok posted, what are you getting your man for Valentine's Day?
Ruh-roh.
And a TikTok who goes by the username Gloria had this to offer. She decided, a wife, to post and gift her hubby all the pictures of all the women that he liked on Instagram.
Dear.
Yep.
It's very sweet.
Some are calling it savage, others saying petty. But quite honestly, that guy could end up being an Olympian on a podium someday soon.
Dum, 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 dum,